Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Did you expect Nicki Minaj?
That was not on the bingo card.
I think it was like a full-on red hat, MAGA hat wearing Trump supporter.
That's crazy.
It's incredible. You know, it's a Big Ten party right now.
Yeah.
The Republican Party.
Nicki Minaj.
This is one circumstance where I do wish Andrew was here, because he could have actually cut some of the best segments of what Nicki Minaj said. But she had some choice words for the governor of California, Gavin Newsom.
That was Alex Andrade and Walker Wilson when he was filling in. Alex was filling in on Monday last week for me, talking about Nicki Minaj's appearance at Turning Point USA and, you know, the things that she said and the response to it and the surprise I think all of us had watching her on stage with Erica Kirk. And, you know, that was it was interesting. And you know what? It was like one of the best compliments I've ever gotten. From anybody, from Alex, saying, if Andrew were doing this, he would have cut the audio for you, which of course I did. I went back and watched it and listened to it, and I did in fact cut that. I said, Alex, thank you for the compliment. And Alex kind of actually executive produced this show this morning a little bit.
Wait.
Because I wouldn't have watched this except he mentioned. I thought, oh, I wonder how interesting it is, and I went and watched it.
I would have told you.
But did you?
As the producer in... Almost
come on, stink guy John.
All right, so what did she actually say? Well, I played the early comments at the 5 o'clock hour. Some of the choicer elements were her reading some of her mean tweets against Gavin Newsom, her talk about Trump and Vance and loving them and speaking your mind and the importance of being able to speak your mind. And then again, talking with Erica Kirk says,
I know that you are getting a lot of backlash from your own industry. What is your reaction to that?
I didn't notice.
Amen. I feel the same way. When people are like, what do you think about them? I'm like, I don't think about them.
Bingo. We don't even think about them.
We don't have time to. We're too busy building, right?
Yeah. We're the cool kids.
Okay.
I will tell you, I always have the reaction when people say they don't care what other people say that I don't believe them. There are some people. There are some people who are, genuinely don't care what other people say. That's kind of sociopath behavior, is if you don't care, because you should care what other people think. That's normal to care what people think.
But it shouldn't bother you that much.
Why not? Does it make you feel good when people like what you say?
I can't control what others say.
Oh, sure. But does it make you feel good when people like what you say?
No, I'm just here.
You're lying now. Because you see the logic. If it makes you feel good when people like you, as people who are famous, like Nicki Minaj, it makes her feel good that people buy her albums and come to her concerts and like her on Instagram. Well, not anymore because she shut down her Instagram page. But, you know, that makes you feel good. Well, you can't feel good when people like you and then not feel bad when people dislike you. You kind of get both or neither. And the sociopath doesn't care. They genuinely don't care. Most healthy people do care. You might care too much, but... You care, and it bothers you. It's kind of normal to be bothered when people are angry at you, when they say horrible things about you. If they're true, if they're false, either way, it's, you know, nobody likes that. It's a normal thing to have that bother you. So I'm always a little suspicious of the people who say, you know, well, I didn't notice. Mm-hmm. It sounds like the kind of thing that you say that isn't exactly the true thing.
The other people, they're the ones who... are still just disgruntled, but really they're just disgruntled with themselves. They are angry with themselves, you guys. So you can't wake up and think about somebody who is determined to just stay mad. I literally tell them, stay mad.
Amen.
Stay mad. Because we're going to stay joyful.
Yep.
And peaceful and iconic. And smart,
yes.
And we're gonna stay thinkers in a world that doesn't want us to think. We will think by ourselves, on our own. We will continue to think.
there's a part of me. We want to stay thoughtful instead of we want to stay thinkers. But the sentiment, of course. And people are angry at themselves. Yeah. People are angry. People make for angry commentary. Some people just disagree. There's both. Okay. She talks about persecution. In fact, one of the reasons that this, I think, happened is because she had given a speech. I think she gave the speech at the UN before. Didn't she give the speech before this at the UN about persecution in Nigeria and Christians being mistreated?
And that brings me back to our great president and this administration and our great country, that we take for granted that there right now in this world are people who cannot worship God as they please, where they please. We take it for granted because we have it. We can't even imagine not having that right. But every time we pray and fellowship, we have to remember the people that are right now in this world hiding to pray and fellowship.
Amen.
And we have to pray for them.
Yes. And she's exactly right that we just tend not to think about it. It's so easy. It's so normal to take whatever your circumstances, for me, to take whatever my circumstances are and think of them as universal and everybody enjoys these advantages. And, you know, everybody has running water. You know, everybody has abundant food. Everybody has heat when they need it in the cold and cold when they need it in the heat. And everybody has a car and every, you know, I mean, things that I just take for granted. And then to remember, of course, that there is a whole world out there that does not have some or all of those things, including the ability to criticize their political leaders openly on public airwaves, and the ability to pray or speak God's word anywhere publicly, let alone on the radio. I mean, right, and she's exactly right about that. We should care deeply about that. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No incidents to report to you right now, nor delays. Everything is looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. She went on about the issue in Nigeria and about Christians being unfree in speaking their minds or sharing their faith or praying.
Someone very dear to me, my pastor, is Nigerian. I have lots of Nigerian barbs. And so hearing that people are being kidnapped, and while they're in church, people are being kidnapped, people are being killed, brutalized, all because of their religion. And that should spark outrage in the great America. And that's what it did. And again, we're not backing down anymore. We are not going to be silenced by the bullies anymore, okay? Know that. Hear that. Receive that, bullies. We won't be silenced ever again. We will speak up for Christians wherever they are in this world. Amen.
Amen.
So I would add one thing to that, which is I will also speak up for the freedom of Muslims to be Muslims and Jews to be Jews and Buddhists to be Buddhists. Though I disagree vehemently with their particular religion, I also want to protect them because I firmly believe that in protecting them, you're protecting the other as well. Now, like we talked about many times, that tolerance requires protecting all so that you can protect the one you believe to be true. So it's not just the oppression of Christians that I care about. It's the oppression of anybody on the basis of religion or on the basis of gender or on the basis of race that I care about around the world. You know, we care about our American values. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men, not just Americans, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. That's the basis of our not just American system of government, but our foreign policy historically was the wish that all countries everywhere would live like that. That there would be freedom to become educated, to speak your mind, to vote for the people you believe in, to run for office, to, you know, own property, and to criticize your government. All the things that we take for, and, of course, to pray to the God of your choice. I prefer you to pray to the God I believe in, but I want people to be able to pray to the God of their choice. So she, actually, it's kind of interesting, and I said this when I'm talking about this in the 5 o'clock hour. This is embarrassing to admit, but I'm going to admit it because I don't want to hide the truth from you. If you had pointed a gun at my head, a day ago, and shown me a picture of a woman who looks like a rapper and asked me, identify or die, Is that Cardi B or Nicki Minaj?
You'd be doing the
just not,
I'm coming to you.
You need a new host for this show. Yeah, I mean, death it is.
That's the only choice.
And I double checked with my wife and I asked her some of the same things. I'm like, is this true of Nicki Minaj or Cardi B? And Nicki Minaj, I'm like, no, that's Cardi B. Cardi B, no, that's Nicki Minaj. Like, it's, and if you, and I looked, am I crazy? Because I don't particularly have great fondness for either one as an artist. I mean, they're fine. They have a couple of songs. But I put them up side by side. I'm like, yeah, I'm not the stupid one here.
But you
they
know,
hate each other. They have this huge feud going on. And I'm sure their fans are
If you're
very,
given this choice again, Andrew,
yeah.
and with the gun to your head, at least try one.
Oh, like coin,
you've got
take
a 50-50 shot.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. No, okay. You're right. Yeah, take a shot. Sorry, bad choice of words. Anyway, so she talks about Cardi B is the one who is from America, and she was a stripper, and she says she slept with men for money and then stole their stuff, and so she acknowledges all that in her past. Nicki Minaj, who is from Trinidad and Tobago, I never know which way to say it. Anyway, she is always been a Christian, which is kind of hard to reconcile with some stuff. Okay, but it's come and gone for her. And recently, she says she's come back to her faith more. I mean, she was going to church multiple times as a teenager, you know, and loved the Lord and believes in the Bible. At least, kind of now, she's talking about that more.
You know, like if you haven't seen a long lost best friend for a long time and then you bump into them again. That's how it's been feeling for me. Like just going back to God and praying and talking to him. And, you know, and he said to me, where were you? Where have you been? I've been waiting on you.
Oh, that's such a, I love that. That's really beautiful. And that is how it is. He's like, I mean, I've been here. Where you been? but glad to have you back. You know,
since that moment that God had that conversation with me, I've been in such a better space because now it's just, I'm thinking about, is God pleased with this? Not if the bullies and uglies are pleased, but if God is pleased. And when you have that personal relationship with God, guess what? Even in school, he's there. Wherever you are and whenever you need it, you have something that you can tap into immediately. It's immediate. You don't have to leave a message. He's not going to call you back. He's there immediately. Soon as you call on him, on the first ring, he's going to answer. And I want you guys to remember that.
Yeah, sometimes prayer takes time to get an answer. It can be both, okay? But yeah, that's all. That's wonderful stuff. That's stuff people need to hear. That's good. Now, I want to be cautious. I think that sometimes we make the mistake of too quickly embracing somebody as a leader or spokesperson or representative or role model. Nicki Minaj is a role model for millions of people, although she has shut down her Instagram account, which, you know, I'm going to speak out and I'm going to be seen no matter what you say. Well, you know, but I understand it too when you see that much hate coming back at you for these comments. 10 million followers left and others were not kind. So I get that. I certainly understand that. But, you know, I'm just cautious about, it's like when, was it Russell Brand said he became a Christian? Okay, let's give it a couple years and see, you know, kind of how this goes. Because just patience before you celebrate somebody. You know, because maybe, maybe not. We'll see. Give it time. She had some really good comments about young girls, and they're kind of lengthy. I don't have time to play it right now, but you know, basically saying that she doesn't want little white girls to be ashamed to be proud of who they are and how they look, just like she doesn't want little black girls to be ashamed of, you know, who they are and how they look. And then she said,
For boys, be boys.
Amen.
Be boys. It's okay. Be boys. It's nothing wrong with being a boy.
So there's an amen, and also it's not that there's nothing wrong. It's good. It's good to be a girl. It's good to be a boy. It's not that there's nothing wrong. But, I mean, she means that, of course.
Amen. How about that?
Amen.
How powerful is that? How profound is that?
Amen.
Sad you have to say it, though, right?
Boys will be boys, and there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, that's what I want to say.
And then she was kind of asked at the end, you know, what do you want to leave as a legacy? What's your main thing you want people to hear?
What is something that you want to leave as a legacy in this world for your family, for your baby, for just everything?
Well, that it's okay to change your mind.
Oh. Yeah. Amen a couple of times.
It's okay to change your mind.
And then she kind of went on to explain that sometimes when you change your mind, people allege you have weird motives or corrupt motives or you've been bought off or whatever. No, changing your mind is a beautiful thing because it's the only way you can get smarter. If all you ever think is what you thought before, then you're the same as what you always thought. And you get smarter by finding the errors. You get smarter by acknowledging you had it wrong before. So that's beautiful. Now, I'd prefer you don't change your mind from a good thing to a bad thing. That's not improvement. But yes, the ability to change your mind requires being able to say I might have been wrong about that. And, also the idea that people who are anti-Christian, people who want to suppress Christianity should not be in positions of power, which, of course, I agree with her about that as well. 725 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I shared that with you because Alex prompted me to, partially because I thought it was an important sort of cultural moment. Also, because Nicki Minaj has millions and millions and millions and millions of fans. She is a major cultural center. Whether you like that fact or not, she is. As is Cardi B. And so, pay attention. Okay, pay attention. You know, popularity indicates something about where people are. Just, you know, pay attention. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you, but if you're on Davis Highway headed toward Olive Road, right in front of the hospital, you're going to see about a 7-minute delay in that area. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
I'm gonna wash that gray right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that gray right out of my hair.
What came first, South Pacific or the Clairol ad? It has to be South Pacific, right?
Yes, I'm going to say so.
I'm going to say so as well. All right, 727 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We've got David Wayne is out this week, but Steve Taylor is filling in the newsroom with our headlines. Steve?
Well, there's a new report that says the U.S. land strike in Venezuela was carried out by the CIA. Both the New York Times and also CNN are reporting that the CIA drone hit a remote dock at a Venezuelan coast early this month. Actually, yes, it was on Venezuelan coast. We were speculating earlier it may not have been, but definitely there. The network also cited sources saying that the U.S. believed that facility was being used to store and ship the drugs. Final preparations are underway as Times Square tests out the New Year's Eve ball. The revelers will also be waiting for a second ball to drop this year. The annual Big Apple celebration includes a traditional ball drop at midnight plus a second drop 4 minutes later to mark 2026 as the 250th birthday of the United States of America. And refusing to sing a rival school song, fight song, turned out to be a game changer for one University of Georgia fan. A video is featuring Nolan McGill went viral earlier this month when he was shown refusing to sing Tennessee's Rocky Top, you know, good old Rocky Top, along with the rest of his class. The sports platform Fanatics awarded McGill's support of the Bulldogs with tickets to Thursday night's Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. And Nolan told The Athletic that he didn't want to sing it because it's just a bad song. And that's what's happening.
How'd that song go again, Steve?
Good old Rocky Top. Rocky Top, Tennessee.
No, I completely... completely agree with this. You never sing the opposing school's song.
Oh, right.
No.
I honestly, I'm surprised he's being celebrated for it. That's just standard expectations.
I want tickets to the Sugar Bowl. I don't sing state songs. I mean, come on.
I'm not going to sing it either.
There he goes. Steve, thanks so much for the update. 729 here on News Radio 92.3. Chip Simmons will join us next up after the news. In the meanwhile, if your kid is struggling at all with math, I mean, at all. Like, they used to be, you know, great at math and then kind of okay and maybe not as good. Or if they've never really enjoyed it, never really felt like they were all that capable of it. Mathnasium. We are, like, our best friends, really, are the owners. Donna and Dana are very close friends of ours who own Mathnasium. And we are big believers in this program. First of all, we are big believers that kids don't know math well enough. That's just true. Okay? And how do you fix it? Well, you fix it by identifying the particular weaknesses, the skills, the tools that they maybe don't have or don't have well enough. And they do that through a completely free assessment. You take your child in and they take this test, basically, and they figure out, okay, where can we make improvement and what will that involve and how long will that take? And they can help you chart a path for your kid to get back to being good at math, or maybe for the first time ever to really understand the things that they need to do well in school. Mathnasium is located in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport. Stop by for a free assessment today.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's been a 30th strike on a suspected drug smuggling boat, and President Trump says a little more about the first known land strike in Venezuela.
There was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs. They load the boats up with drugs, so we hit all the boats, and now we hit the area. It's the implementation area. That's where they implement.
He spoke to reporters alongside Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu and says there will be hell to pay if Hamas does not disarm soon.
And we don't want that. We're not looking for that, but they have to disarm within a fairly short period of time.
They met at the president's Mar-a-Lago club in Florida. Ukraine denies and says there's no evidence of a drone attack on one of Russian President Putin's homes. Russia says 91 drones were shot down and threatens retaliatory strikes in Ukraine. Ukraine's President Zelensky calls the claims another Russian lie. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 right now, 34 degrees and mostly sunny. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Beach is getting a major facelift. A multi-million dollar sand renourishment project kicked off last Monday, restoring more than 8 miles of coastline along Santa Rosa Island. Crews are going to be pumping 1.5 million cubic yards of sand from the offshore pit onto the beach. Santa Rosa Island Authority Executive Director Mike Burns told Channel 3.
We have a borrow pit offshore about 4 or 5 miles to the west of Pensacola Beach. I'll suck the sand up out of there, like vacuum it up, and then they'll push that sand up onto Pensacola Beach with pipes.
Santa Rosa Island Authority says the project will cost about $35 million and is critical to the local economy. The beach generates nearly half of all tourist development taxes for Escambia County.
If you take a risk and don't do it, then you're just gambling with all these residents, you're gambling with the local economy because of the businesses.
Dredging is expected to begin at the end of January with the project finished by April. Downtown Pensacola is ringing in the new year with fireworks for the first time in 2 years. The Downtown Improvement Board and Escambia County Commissioners are splitting the cost of the display, which will light up the sky at midnight from Seville Tower. Walker Wilson with the Downtown Improvement Board says the fireworks are the grand finale to the night's festivities.
New Year's Eve is always going to be a big night in downtown Pensacola. All the bars and restaurants have different, seated events for dinner going on. The bars run specials going on all the way, you know, past midnight. And so this just kind of tops it off and gives a great reason for everybody to come celebrate downtown, to have some fireworks while they're celebrating New Year's Eve and ringing in the new year as we go into 2026.
Those fireworks are going to cost under $10,000. Downtown business owners hope this marks the beginning of a new annual tradition for New Year's Eve in Pensacola. A teen's been arrested after allegedly robbing a gas station in Pensacola. According to a Facebook post from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, a person went into the Exxon gas station in the 100 block of Navy Boulevard December 20th, about 10:50 p.m. That person approached an open cash register and attempted to take the money from it, which led to a confrontation with another individual in the store. He was identified as 18-year-old Kylie Jermaine Dawson of Pensacola and charged with second-degree robbery. Let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have partly cloudy skies today with a high near 49 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 32. For Wednesday, 55 degrees with mostly sunny skies. And heading into your New Year's evening, temperatures dropping into the 40s. As you head into the new year on Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 61. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 48. Staying connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's go to John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident free right now, even delay free. Not seeing anything that's going to slow you down this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks, John. Right now, it looks like it warmed up just a little bit. 34 degrees now in Pensacola, 35 in Gulf Breeze, and 33 in Milton at 735. Next news is at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with your money now. A new study says the success rate for student loan borrowers who attempt to discharge their debt in bankruptcy has jumped to 87% in recent years. Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly said they are lowering prices of their top-selling obesity drugs, Wegovy and Mounjaro, in China. Novo did not give details on the new prices, but media outlet Yesai reported earlier that list prices for the two highest doses of Wegovy were cut by 48%. NVIDIA said it has purchased Intel shares worth $5 billion, carrying out a transaction announced in September. The leading AI chip designer said in September it would pay $23.28 per share for Intel common stock in a deal that is seen as a major financial lifeline for the chipmaker after years of missteps. Futures are slightly lower ahead of the Fed's meeting minutes later today. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 249, the NASDAQ down 118, the S&P 500 down 24. Once again, futures are slightly lower. That's your money now.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. PenAir Credit Union's high-yield checking? 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts. And 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA. PenAir's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
Go! 10 athletes will face the toughest job interview in fitness that will push past physical and mental breaking points. You are the fittest of the fit. Only one of you will leave here with an iFit contract for $250,000.
This is when mindset comes in.
Someone will be eliminated.
Pressure is coming down.
Trainer Games on Prime Video January 8th. Watch the trailer on trainergames.com.
ADX Communications isn't just a company name. It's a home to four great radio stations and the area's most robust digital platform. And we're proud of the successes our local business partners have had, trusting our years of marketing experience.
Hey, this is Chad Brillante, Communications Director at CareerSource Escarosa. And when it comes to reaching job seekers and employers in our community, we look to ADX Communications for digital and radio advertising. Keep up the great work.
Hi, I'm Darren Costello, owner of Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, Fine Wine and Cheeses. I enjoy working with such a great team with the radio station. Dependable, professional, local, and results-driven. ADX Communications.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today. 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Good morning. morning, 7:39 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It is cold, very cold, right around freezing. And Chip, you and I were talking as you were coming in this morning that you know it's nice once in a while to see your breath in Florida.
Miss who you talk to, I suppose.
I love. So I'm from the Midwest, and so I miss sometimes the cold. I miss it for about a day or two, and then it goes back to being Florida again. And I'm fine. You know, it's good.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people that know me know that I was born in Iceland. My father was in the military, and I was born in Keflavik, Iceland.
Way to not knowing you. That's news to me. Okay, exactly. Fine.
And maybe I didn't know that. Think, oh, you could like cold weather. I don't think that's how that works.
No, that's...
I'm not sure if that's...
I don't think the baby wants to return to its original state. Where were you born? Icelandic Guam. Blood. That's why I like the tropics. Wait, what? That's so weird.
It doesn't happen that way. But I do like the cooler weather. I like having seasons.
Yeah.
Or what we call seasons, right? You know,
brief.
Like the Midwest.
Shallow seasons. Yeah. That's right.
But I rather enjoyed the snowstorm last year.
Me too.
I think that was kind of cool. And
you know, get to teach people how to drive in bad roads. That's good.
Yeah, or stay home.
Exactly right. Stuff that's happened over the weekend. Nothing overnight. I'll take that. That's good news. I'll take that.
That's correct.
We did have a gas station robbery, upper teenager, an Exxon. Is that what happened? What happened here?
You know, we call it robbery, but most people listening probably think, well, it wasn't really a robbery because it wasn't a gun. We used to call it like a till tap where you just reach in and grab the money.
A till tap, like the till for the register. Okay, yeah.
In this particular case, the reason it was a robbery without a firearm was they reached in to grab the money, and the bad guy and the cashier fought over it. So there was force used.
If there's physical either threat or engagement, then it's a robbery, not a burglary.
Right. And there's a couple different. There's a, you know, we used to call it a purse snatch. And,
okay.
You know, and it depends on how much they fight.
Okay.
Right? If they punch you, knock you to the ground, it's a robbery. And if it's now what we call robbery by sudden snatching.
Okay.
You know, so you basically took your purse.
Hmm, okay.
In this particular case, he ran inside, had a hood on or a hoodie on, and reached in, grabbed the money, and they were fighting over the register itself, the tray itself. Ended up taking the money and fleeing into the neighboring area. We put some pretty good drone footage out showing people how good or effective our drones can be. If we set up a perimeter fast enough, in this particular case, we were... we did a pretty good job of getting there quickly, and you could see the individual, glowing, and they had taken off some of the clothes that they had worn, and it was still warm from the body heat, so you could see where the clothes was discarded. And then you could see our canines pulling our deputy along, and then the drone operator clearly was letting them know exactly where he was, so you can see our deputies kind of zeroing in, triangulating where the bad guy was. We ended up arresting him. So all that to say, yes, we arrested a guy for stealing money from the Exxon.
How much did he get?
Like $170, $180.
Not worth it.
Normally, we don't talk about how much money people get, but the ridiculousness of stealing under $200.
Well, this had come up with Bob Johnson yesterday. We were talking with him about somebody who did the same kind of thing, knocked over a convenience store and such a paltry amount of money. And then, you know, they track him with the dogs. He throws away the gun and the money and doesn't even get that, but it was a small amount. I mean, it just, they don't have money. They don't store a lot of money. It's a terrible, I'm not trying to give you advice if you're a criminal, but don't do that. You know?
Well, we'd rather you not do anything.
Right.
Like that.
Exactly. Your better version of what I said. Thank you.
Exactly. No, it's always. It's not worth it. It's not worth being a criminal. I'm assuming that they're desperate. There's a level of desperation there. But again.
Or just lack of creativity. Which I'll take in my criminals. Yeah. We had a. What happened? A woman got into a pickup truck that somebody had gotten out of temporarily on the west side. You're looking for. What happened here?
Yeah, we're looking for
where was
a couple
this?
People, really. It was on the west side, I want to say. I don't exactly remember where it was, but a gentleman gets out of his truck and goes inside because in a hustle and bustle of holidays or working.
Store? This is at
a convenience store.
Okay.
And you could tell from the video from the surveillance cameras at the store itself where this woman was looking around, and she just opens up the door, and then she grabs a laptop, some money, and I think $800.
Okay.
And then they take off. There's another car that's waiting for her. And then we got the information, and then ultimately we ended up getting a warrant on her. And we put her face out there, her identification out there. We're still looking for for this burglary and others. This wasn't the only crime that we believe this individual committed.
So both of these stories make me think of something, which is if I get out of my car, I lock my car, period. If I'm running into the library, lock my car. I'm going to the grocery store, lock my car. I'm going to the, get. I mean, I've gotten the gas at the pump. I don't have to lock my car when I'm standing there. But if I'm going inside, I lock the car. I mean, I'll even, if I'm any unsure, I click it, beep it at a distance.
It becomes a habit.
It's 100% of the time I lock my car. Literally, the only time I do not lock my car is when it is in my garage with the garage door down. That's the only time I don't lock my car. And I it's a simple thing, right? And yet, but because I know that people take the opportunity to, they see a car might be open and they go try it and they get in and they take something and it's just not worth the utter inconvenience of having a thief of opportunity.
I do think that it becomes a habit. And yeah. if you make yourself do it, then it's like you said, you keep pushing the button and when you hear the horn honk,
yep,
you know
right.
you've done what you're supposed to do. This is not like it was when I grew up where if I pull in somewhere, I wasn't sure if my car was going to start. So let's just leave this
right.
thing going.
Right.
And then, you know, especially if you got someone with you. But otherwise, you're like, man, I need to get in there. But if I turn it off,
yeah,
I need to be jumped off or push start at one of those
right.
two things. But that's not where we're at in this particular situation. And so we would certainly encourage people to lock their, first of all, don't leave stuff in your car. Don't
right.
leave stuff visible in your car. But you know what? I got a lot of conversation. I've had a lot of conversations with this. And while we encourage people to lock your door, it still doesn't give someone a right to be a thief.
Correct.
Just right. because you left your car unlocked, just because someone was able to take something from you doesn't make it all your fault, right? So, you know, there's two things can happen here.
The
One
moral,
is you can stop being a bad guy,
yeah.
and the second thing is that perhaps we should lock our doors.
Well, I mean, the moral fault is clearly on the thief.
Right.
But the prudential ability to thwart the theft is in your hands. And it's frustrating and annoying that we have to take those steps, but we live in a world where, you know, if you don't take those steps, that's a choice you make. And that may carry consequences that are not your fault morally, but you could have avoided it. And that's,
yeah,
that's all we're talking
about.
Do
you want to deal with the consequences of,
exactly.
of potentially being the victim of a crime and having your money stolen, having your debit cards compromised and doing all these things, having your gun stolen?
Right.
And if you do not want to be that person, then take these steps.
And the feeling of violation. I mean, one of the things from people who get stolen from, when somebody actually comes into your car or your home, there's a tremendous feeling of violation about that, you know, especially
your
home.
Your sense of safety is compromised, right.
Right. My mom used to always tell me, when she was in college, had some folks break into her house and they didn't take much, but, you know, she just, it upsets you, you know, psychologically for a long time. We're talking to Chip Simmons. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you, nor delays. I-10, I-110, everything is flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. You had somebody on Highway 29, I guess. She ran a red light, ran into one of your deputies in their vehicle. What happened here?
Yeah, that was it. We're, as you know, we're out there 24 hours a day, mm-hmm. 7 days a week, and we log a lot of miles, whether we're answering calls for service or we're going to or just patrolling.
Sorry to interrupt, but what is a typical mileage on a Tahoe in the year?
I don't know exactly what it is. I would think it's probably well into the 20,000-30,000.
That'd be my guess too. But that's why I was curious if you knew, because you know, normal they say it's 15,000, right? Isn't that
well 12
like that?
To 12 to 15, 20?
Yeah.
I guess is the most. Yeah,
depending on how much you drive. But I figure those vehicles are putting a lot. You know,
well, they're not driving. The cars aren't driving 24 hours a day.
Right.
When I first started in law enforcement, we did a hot seat or whatever they call it.
Okay, shared cars.
You drove one. You tossed the keys to the next guy coming in the parking lot. And those poor cars got a lot of miles really, really quickly, especially the way we drove them back in the day. But in this particular case, a lady ran a red light and ended up striking our car and did some damage to both cars. But luckily, no one was injured, and we had to give our car towed to the lot.
That's the good news. I mean, the good news is nobody was injured for sure.
Right.
You also had a, you had a 44-year-old Alex Hines. The shooting took place on Brees Lane and Jeffrey Lane, and he's being charged with homicide. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the individual that was ended up getting shot in the face. I think the victim ultimately succumbed to the injuries, and we ended up making an arrest in that.
So you've got this person. You think that's case closed?
Yeah, our detective did a really good job of piecing these things together based upon a description that was initially given to the call. Originally went into the highway patrol because the thought was that an individual with a truck was ramming a trailer, so that the dispatcher, when it first got to thought that it was a traffic. It was on a roadway.
Okay.
Ultimately, it was a trailer. It was a truck, but it was on a vacant lot where the trailer had been set up. So it was in that vacant lot. And our detectives did a good job of piecing that piece of information, checking the area out, looking for other camera and video footage, our license plate readers. And then
motive?
We also placed the unclear.
Okay.
Unclear about the motive. We do believe there was some sort of a disagreement based upon where the truck was heading and where it was where the bad guy's truck was heading at the time. And there might be some area for the person to like drive into the woods and you know, just drive his pickup truck, and we think that there might be a problem.
You know, from TV, they always say you got to be able to prove motive as part of the case of making a homicide. Does it impede your case? I mean, I know you don't prosecute cases, obviously the state attorney does, but does it impede your case if you are unable to identify a clear motive, if you've got the other evidence to...
I don't think it impedes the prosecution. I think sometimes it affects the ability to investigate a case because it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
You know, we look at this Occam's razor. What's the most likely scenario here? And when we look at these things, you know, we look at motive because it can point to who would have a motive to commit this crime, someone that would benefit from it.
Yeah.
But if we do not have a motive, then again, we have to go through the rest of the evidence and make sure that we think we know who it is. Because if we do not get a statement from the suspect, then sometimes we don't have a motive.
The philosopher in me is so happy you mentioned Occam's razor. Sometimes the simplest explanation is the
sorry,
right one.
Sorry,
it's better slipped, to prefer the no. I love
out.
That. That's great. You had.
I did just get a text. Excuse me. We have about 60,000 miles a year, but the engine hours themselves are more significant because a lot of times we're doing the car's running.
The running, even though it's
and,
not
and to
driving.
Keep our computer
oh, yeah.
running, so we can do a report. Sometimes the reports take an hour. Sometimes take 2 hours. So this is our office, more or less. So our deputies are there doing reports and doing patrols. So
right.
The cars.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
They log a lot of miles.
Now I got follow-ups. This I have always wondered, do cop cars get stolen ever? Because you leave them running. Because you need to be able to just get in and go. Like, because the exact opposite of what we were talking about a moment ago. Your deputy goes into the convenience store to warm up their food for lunch or whatever, you know. You leave the car on.
Sometimes. If there's
often,
a canine in the back of it, they do that.
And so, I mean, cars get left on a lot. Do they get, I would assume it like almost never happens, but you tell me.
It almost never happens. I'm not aware of someone stealing one of our police cars in the 40 years I've been in law enforcement.
Good.
We've had cars get burglarized. People probably open the trunk thinking they got some big weapons in the trunk, and they typically don't. But I don't think we leave our cars
running
and unlocked,
except if
anymore.
There's a canine or you know or you're in
it's
it.
It's super hot, obviously.
Right.
We keep our car running, but then we obviously make sure that they're locked.
You had a more minor incident, but you know, it was on social media yesterday. A woman got arrested, had some cocaine on her. Traffic
it's your
stop,
typical
right?
Traffic stop, and then I think
until it's not
cocaine alerted, and then we find you know there was cocaine in the car, a pretty decent amount, not trafficking amount, like 20 grams, 28 grams, I believe, is the trafficking amount of cocaine. And what trafficking amount does is allow some minimum mandatory type sentences. And the thought there is that you're not just a user, you're not just a seller, you're a trafficker,
mm-hmm.
you're this mid-level distributor of drugs. And in this particular case, we put a picture out really because people were asking what was going on there, and we happened to have our mm-hmm. deputy at the scene, so we did what we call happening now just to answer some of the questions about what we're doing there. And we like to be as open as we can and let people
sure.
know what's going on, whether it's going to affect traffic patterns or whatever in these types of situations, and that's what we did. We do it while you were sleeping, if something happened overnight, if we have pictures.
Yeah.
And then to answer some questions, because nowadays everyone's on social media wondering what's going on. Every
right.
time I see an ambulance, every time I see a police car or a fire truck, people want to know what's going on. And this is the environment that we live in. And we have opportunity for people to go online and take a look at where we're at.
The incident report map is very useful.
Right.
You know, I mean, it doesn't give you a lot of information, but it kind of gives you a how serious is this, generally speaking.
And there's a lot of people that know what we do, and they can see if there's a crime scene unit that it's a death investigation
right.
or a very serious crime. It could just be a follow-up, though.
Perdido Key, kind of a weird story involving, was it the theft of a dog? Is that what happened here?
That was part of it. One of it, the main part of it was someone was beaten rather severely. So this guy gets out of prison a couple of weeks ago, I believe, and he's staying with a group of friends and then he outstays his welcome. They want him to leave. He doesn't want to leave. He gets into a physical confrontation with one of the people that is living there. And then he decides he's going to take the dog because he's been taking care of the dog and the dog likes him best. And he takes the dog and leaves. Doesn't get very far. We end up finding him about a block or two down the street. We return the dog and arrest him. The victim in this case was life-flighted, I believe, with serious head injuries. And so he's being charged accordingly.
And last thing, we'll end on a good note. You did shop with a cop, right?
Taking the kids
to the Walmart and but it was in your office. You've been doing this for several years. You do
we
it at your
at
station.
Walmart for a couple of days, several days, and then we did it. We decorated our training room downstairs in our main headquarters, and we were able to bring over 60 kids in and give them Christmas, more than what they might have had otherwise. And so
foundation funds.
Thank you. Foundation. Is the conduit by which the people can donate money and the businesses donate money. And we live in a great community, as you know, very gracious. And they were able to donate money. And then the purchase was made at Walmart and other places, but mostly Walmart. And then the folks at Walmart actually came and bring lunch bags and sandwiches and chips and a little bit of candy. So it was very well received. We're so proud to be able to do it. And again, the look on the children's faces, the look on the deputy's faces that they were able to walk them in. And everyone does these sorts of things, and we want to be a part of that as well.
It's a great thing to do for the kids. It's also a great thing to do for, I mean, just the awareness of what the agency is and for the deputies to be. So much of the time you deal with frustration and sadness and tragedy, and to be able to do something that's all upside is wonderful. And you can see it. I mean, I got a chance to watch you guys a couple of years ago, and it's just fantastic.
The unique nature of ours is this particular one is that we work with a school district and we talk to teachers and say, do you know of someone that's in need? I mean, who knows more about the needs of the kids than these teachers who spend all day with the children? And so we know that there is a need there, and we trust obviously the evaluation of the school, the teachers and the school districts. We appreciate their assistance.
Very good. Chip Simmons is our sheriff in Escambia County. Chip, as always, thank you for the time. Merry Christmas in the past. Happy New Year. We'll see you next year. As Jimmy Patronas got me on that one yesterday, so good job. We'll see you next year, sir. Thanks for the time.
We just want everyone to be, don't drink and drive. Just be careful.
And fireworks are legal in the county, not in the city.
That's
for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
That's correct.
There you go. Chip, thanks for the time.
You bet. Y'all take care.
All right, John. John Pickens, that's Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Everything is rolling smoothly. No delays either. I-10, I-1, 10, 90, 29, Highway 98, all look good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Before you hire any personal injury or insurance attorney based on an advertisement, ask some questions. Will you be the attorney personally handling my case? Do you have the resources and experience to take my case to trial if necessary? At Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes in Pensacola, Florida, we want you to know whether you're considering us or anyone else, you need to cut through endless attorney ads with critical questions. Our website is free and does not even require any contact information to learn the questions you should ask any attorney before you hire. TWWLawFirm.com.
Contact Taylor, Warren, Widener, Hancock, and Barnes today at 850-438-4899, 850-438-4899, or check them out online at TWWLawFirm.com. That's TWWLawFirm.com for Taylor, Warren, Widener, Hancock, and Barnes, attorney counselors at law.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us today at 10 a.m. to find out what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in today at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This, I say, this calls for massive retaliation.
All right, John, here's your pop quiz.
No.
Yosemite Sam or Foghorn Leghorn?
Yosemite.
Foghorn Leghorn.
But
it's an unfair question because same voice, right? Same person?
Yes.
So, Mel Blanc, you know where it's at?
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah,
love
I know.
You too.
All right, Steve Taylor is in for David Wayne this week with our headline. Steve?
President Trump has warnings for both Hamas and Iran after meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago yesterday. Speaking alongside Netanyahu, Trump told reporters they'll be held to pay if Hamas does not stick to the promise to disarm as part of the Israeli-Hamas peace plan. Trump also vowed the U.S. will also go after Iran if that country tries to build up a missile stockpile and reestablish the nuclear program. That report of a strike in Venezuela, it was carried out by the CIA. Both the New York Times and the CNN are reporting a CIA drone hit a remote dock on the Venezuelan coast earlier this month, and they believe the facility was being used to store and ship some drugs. A duck hunter in Tennessee was safe after he got stuck in waist-deep mud. That duck hunter was setting up near a lake near Nashville, and he sank in the mud up to his waist. It took 30 minutes for the crews to help him to get out. He was not hurt, maybe a bit embarrassed, and that's what's happening.
That's the thing we were afraid of our whole childhood, was quicksand.
Quicksand!
And stuck in the mud. Quicksand, mm-hmm. Was the one that turned out not to be, but obviously we should have been more worried about getting stuck in the mud.
As he did.
That's a real thing, yeah?
Yeah.